Why do we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King? What is Christ the King? We know that a king in old days, they are the highest rank, I should say, into a monarchy system of government. And his responsibility is to govern, to rule, and to maintain peace and order in his nation. But in the Old Testament, it is a divine right. A divine right. Meaning, his power, the king's power, comes from God. His authority comes from God. And so, when you remember when the Israelites asked God for a king, immediately God asked the prophet to look for his chosen one and be anointed with the sacred oil. The act of anointing with sacred oil emphasized that it was God himself who had ordained a person and giving him authority to act on his behalf. To act on his behalf. And so, we remember the prophet Samuel looked for Saul, and he anointed Saul to be the first king of Israel. The first king of Israel. Speaking of anointing, the word Christ means or comes from the Greek word Christos, which means the anointed. And it is equivalent to the word Messiah in Hebrew. So to be Christ or Messiah is to be anointed by God. To be anointed by God. And thus Jesus is the Christ the King, sent by God, anointed by God to rule, to govern, but most of all to save his people from oppression. To save his people from oppression. In the past months, the church was on fire, and you know that. And the church was attacked with the works of the devil. The worst was, it caused division within the church. It caused division within the church. Numerous reactions came. And some lose their trust in the church. Some don't want to go to church. And some stop their support to the church. I can't blame them. No one can blame them. But my brothers and sisters, the sad thing is we tend to forget why we are in the church. We tend to forget why we are here, hearing Mass, celebrating Mass together. The reason why we're here is not because of the priests. The reason why we're here is not because of the bishop. The reason why we're here is not because of the pope. The reason why we're here is because of Christ. The King of all kings. But instead, as you heard in the psalm, but instead of his robed in majesty. He is robed in our sins, with our sins. Christ the King, the anointed one of God, the anointed one of God, the chosen, the sent by God. He is the reason why we all here. Don't forget that. It's not all about the rules. It's all about Him. Our duty is to protect His word. Our duty is to spread His word. Each and every one is being sent out there to spread the good news. To spread the good news. But you have to remember the reason why. It's Him. It's not me. It's not Father Brendan. It's not either our bishop. It is Christ who's commanding us to go out there and spread His good news. To spread His good news. My brothers and sisters, we are all here also to worship God, to be nourished by His body and blood. And together, praising Him, worshiping Him, and give Him all the glory because He provided us everything from the beginning of time when He created the whole universe, all its wonders. He prepared it for us people to live in. To live in. So there's a lot of reason to worship Him. And there's a lot of reason to praise Him. Time after time, generation from generation, we all sin. The wonders He worked, the hands, His working hands on us, in each and every one of us. We saw it in our family. We saw different miracles, various miracles, many miracles. But we always tend to forget that. We always tend to forget the things that He done for us because of one sin. One sin of a priest. Boom. That's it. No more church. No more support. How can now the church continue to minister to the poor if without your support? How can we now continue the lunch, the Saturday lunch for the poor? How can we go to the mission in Nicaragua and Texas without the support of the church? Because of one person. One sin of a priest. And boom. All the support's gone. Again and again and again. We have to bear in mind the reason why we all are here. It's because of Him. And not because of the bishop. Not because of the priest. Not because of the pope. The mass is for our thanksgiving to God who gave us everything. Everything. So there might be another wave of turbulence or instability in the church. Even so, let us not forget Jesus, Christ the King, who has an everlasting dominion on all creation. He is the King who has the sole authority to all creation. And He is the King who has the only right to rule and to govern the entire creation. Jesus is the King of all kings. Jesus is the King of all kings. He is the Lord, our God, our King. He is worth it to be praised and worshiped. And give all our glory to Him and to Him alone.